the ubiquitous www and .com, now fuel electronic commerce and stock markets all over the world. This is just one part of the web. Buying books from Amazon.com and stocks from E-Trade is not all there is to the web. Neither is the web some idealized space where we must remove our shoes, eat only fallen fruit, and eschew commercialization. The irony is that in all its various guises, commerce, research, and surfing, the web is already so much a part of our lives that familiarity has clouded our perception of the web itself. To understand the web in its broadest and deepest sense, to fully partake of the vision that I and my colleagues share, one must understand how the web came to be. The web resulted from many influences, half-formed thoughts, disparate conversations, and seemingly disconnected experiments. I pieced it together as I pursued my regular work and personal life. I articulated the vision, wrote the first web programs, and came up with the now pervasive acronyms URL, then UDI, HTTP, HTML, and, of course, World Wide Web. But many other people, most of them unknown, contributed essential ingredients in much the same, almost random fashion. A group of individuals holding a common dream and working together at a distance brought about a great change. Journalists have always asked me what the crucial idea was, or what the singular event was that allowed the web to exist one day when it hadn't the day before. They are frustrated when I tell them that there was no eureka moment. It was not like the legendary apple falling on Newton's head to demonstrate the concept of gravity. Inventing the World Wide Web involved my growing realization that there was a power in arranging ideas in an unconstrained, web-like way. And that awareness came through precisely that kind of process. The web arose as the answer to an open challenge. Through the swirling together of influences, ideas, and realizations from many sides, until, by the wondrous offices of the human mind, a new concept gelled. I am the son of mathematicians. My mother and father were part of the team that programmed the world's first commercial stored program computer, the Manchester University Mark I, which was sold by Ferranti Limited in the early 1950s. They were full of excitement over the idea that, in principle, a person can program a computer to do almost anything. They also knew, however, that computers were good at logical organizing and processing, but not random associations. A computer typically keeps information in rigid hierarchies and matrices, whereas the human mind has this special ability to link random bits of data. One day, when I came home from high school, I found my father working on a speech for Basil de Ferranti. He was reading books on the brain, looking for clues about how to make a computer intuitive, able to complete connections as the brain did. We discussed the point. Then my father went on to his speech and I went on to my homework. But the idea stayed with me that computers could become much more powerful if they could be programmed to link otherwise unconnected information. The challenge stayed on in my mind throughout my studies at the Queen's College at Oxford University, where I graduated in 1976 with a degree in physics. It remained in the background when I built my own computer with an early microprocessor, an old television, and a soldering iron, as well as during the few years I spent as a software engineer with Plessy Telecommunications and with DG Nash Limited. Then, in 1980, I took a brief software consulting job with CERN, the famous European Particle Physics Laboratory in Geneva. That's where I wrote Enquire, my first web-like program. I wrote it in my spare time and for my personal use, and for no loftier reason than to help me remember the connections among the various people, computers, and projects at the lab. Still, the larger vision had taken firm root in my consciousness. Suppose all the information stored on computers everywhere were linked, I thought. Suppose I could program my computer to create a space in which anything could be linked to anything. All the bits of information in every computer at CERN and on the planet would be available to me and to everyone else.